for tuning in to episode 208 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today, February 26, 2013, I am one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy. Joining me this week, we have Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello.
Hello, Rich.
How are you doing?
Rich, there's a rumor going around that you are tired of me and my news quiz, and you have prepared a little something special for me on this week's news quiz.
I just need to get you involved, Mr. Greg. You will be involved this week.
Can I just say that I am involved every week?
No.
You are the most involved.
You will feel the heat and the pressure.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But before we get into any of that, I think we need to pull Mr. Christopher Matthew into the equation here, and let's talk some pulled pork sammies.
Pulled pork sammies, what's up? What do you want to know? They're delicious.
Now, is this something you did for your kids, Chris?
Well, no, I did it for me. There just happened to be enough left for them.
Ah, so you out of the like scraps, the leftovers you fed your children?
They're small. They don't need
we
a lot.
We have some, yeah. Daddy.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you guys realize what pulling pork means in England?
We're hungry. I don't even want to know, actually. No.
No, I'm pretty sure I want to avoid that. Well, thank you for the pulled pork Sammy recipe. And I'm sure there will be more recipes to come. In case anybody hasn't checked out theoverseasconnection.net, this is the time to do it for your sandwich recipes.
You got to follow along because it's like a series of things. Yeah. You won't know what's happening if you're not following along at home.
Yeah, it'll be like your episodes behind. It's like The Walking Dead, just like trying to skip ahead. Yeah. It just doesn't work. You have to take it from the beginning. And it's the Gamer's Grill, by the way, in case you didn't know, the Gamer's Grill.
It's like watching, yes, Utopia episode 5 and you haven't watched the others. It's just ridiculous. You know what's going on.
Totally ridiculous. And that voice.
Jessica, Hyde, and that guy paired up. It just makes no sense. What? Sorry, Greg?
That's okay, Mike. I was just going to introduce you, Mike Chin.
Yes.
Show. Yeah.
Hello,
yes.
Hello. Present.
Thanks for joining this week. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I thought I'd make an appearance this week.
Right. Done with the British things?
British things are out of the way. Always more stuff though. A lot of work to be done in Britain, so I'm keeping on top of it. But yeah.
Well, you are part of our barrier from the communists and the Russians.
They'll get us first. I'm not happy though.
I'm sorry.
I'm not happy because with Primrose, by the way.
With Primrose.
I'm not happy with Primrose. I don't know if he was expecting me to listen to last week's show. But I did. We did. And my ears perked up a little bit when he was talking about the Boss Wave podcast.
Hmm.
Good podcast, by the way. I think it's very good. But not fucking good enough to stop listening to the Veteran Gamers podcast. Oh, yeah. Stop that shit right now.
Nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Utopia, mate. We have people everywhere. Watch it.
Watching.
Mm-hmm. By the way, me and Primrose are watching a show called Utopia. You might have noticed. And we're pretty fascinated with it, I think.
Yes.
Fascinated or in love with?
No, I mean, look, I've just come off the back of Breaking Bad, you see. So, you know, you're gonna have a hard time beating Breaking Bad. But Utopia's good. It's getting me interest. Look, some episodes are better than others. I thought 2 was weak. I thought 4 was okay. 1 and 3 were great. So, you know, it's not. It doesn't hit every episode, but it's good. It's good.
Okay.
So,
stylish.
Yeah.
Awesome very soundtrack.
Good colors. There's a lot of great colors.
Oh, the color cinematography is brilliant. Pooley. I'm gonna keep my eye out for that guy. Pooley. I think the guy is. It's great. Very good.
Pooley.
Yeah. Mr. Pooley.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of cinematography, things that were not good. I don't know where I'm going with this. What I'm going to talk about, Aliens Colonial Marines. Let's talk about it real quick.
Oh, no, you did.
Yeah. I finished it. That's about all I have to say about that game. I really wanted to like that game. Yes, I finished it.
Holy but Jesus.
Yep. It wasn't a terribly long game. I don't even know that I could say it would be worth $40. I think that game, like, at $30 and below would have been pushing for
first people.
Wow. It just wasn't good.
You've posted this on the YouTube channel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You have the YouTube up.
I haven't seen it yet.
I clearly say it's definitely not worth $60. And I think the expectations from everybody, especially fans of the Aliens whole series, you know, they were expecting so much. And Gearbox talked this game up so high. I mean...
Well, you haven't heard Randy come out and talk about the game very much. Promoting it. I mean, promotions, right? Because when Borderlands came out, he was right behind it. Even when Duke Nukem came out, he was, like, championing it.
I gotta say, Randy was pretty vocal about this game leading up to its launch.
He's not saying much now, though, is he?
Oh, no, he's not even taking, like, he stopped taking negative Twitter responses about the game. Said he would not, he'd block anybody that gave him a negative Twitter response about the game. I mean, come on. That's...
I'll block my wallet from his games. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That kind of nogs me a little bit that he at least come out and speak about it, but hey, I just met you and this is crazy. No, but hey, at least, I don't know, Borderlands was good. At least they got that. Everyone.
Well, you know, I guess maybe this.
We made Borderlands.
And maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think they got lucky with Borderlands. I think if you look at Borderlands and Borderlands 2.
Story-wise,
it's eh.
Animation-wise.
It survives because it's cel-shaded.
It survives because the gameplay is brilliant.
Right.
It's all about
the gameplay is good.
They did a better job with the story this time around, but they should definitely... It's definitely on the back burner again. Their focus is making it feel good.
So, like, enemy AI, is it really all that good in Borderlands?
No. I mean, it charges at you, and it sways left and right.
Right.
Isn't that what they do in Alien Colony Marines?
Pretty much.
So, I
think the problem for Aliens Colony Marines versus Borderlands 2 is in Aliens Colony Marine, you are stuck in corridors most of the time. You don't have the ability to, you know, do the circle strafing like they do in Borderlands. And plus, I the aesthetics of Aliens Colony Marine just... looks like crap. I mean, 90% of the time, it looks pretty dang bad. There's a couple times where you look at the game, you're like, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
And it does kind of have, like, this weird jump where I was on the ship. Spoilers for anybody. You actually go down to the planet surface.
Oh.
And I go down to Adley's Hope. And the game, like, took a different look.
Right.
And it was subtle, but, I mean, it to me, it jumped out at me, and I was like, wow, this feels kind of different, almost like a different developer made this area.
Didn't we do this last week?
We did. But I finished the game now officially, so I could speak all the way through it. Also has one of the most abrupt endings. It ranks up there for just like the, okay, it's over. Okay, I'm done then. And as soon as the credit screen came up, I promptly packaged up the game and
sold it.
Yeah, set off to eBay.
Bam, take that.
So
as the franchise lies in ruins in the video gaming world, and bearing in mind that Lara Croft's getting brilliant ratings, do you think we are on the verge of a Ripley Origins story forthcoming?
Not from Gearbox.
Bloody hell, not even.
Yeah, this might have been a bit of a death blow to Aliens. But one of the things as I look back on the game and I look at what the game has to offer, you know, you think it actually has a lot of the things that should make for a great game. Some different weapons, you know, varied aliens. But then you realize the aliens really aren't all that varied. The weapons, at least for the movie canon, aren't all that varied. So you suddenly realize there's not a lot they can really do with the game. I mean, you know, the aliens in the movie more or less charge at you. They're not, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're supposed to be crafty aliens. They were never crafty. The only alien that was
the
ever
idea
crafty.
Of crafty aliens where they kind of go, wow, look, you thought the salt top was screwed on, but it's not. and now you've ruined your dinner. And then it runs off.
Think about it, though. The original movie Alien, that alien was a sneaky bastard.
He was. Always he was a right fucker at the end. He's like, I'm looking at you in your knickers. He was a perv.
The total perv. Alien. But in Aliens, they pretty much just came at you in force.
Yeah,
they were fragile as shit. I mean, you see the aliens getting ripped apart by bullets, but because they had numbers, they could kind of overcome all of that. Plus the whole acid blood thing.
Blood must be a right fucking gameplay problem. You know?
You know, interesting is it's actually in the game.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Some people were trying to say that it wasn't part of it, but what ends up happening is you had a shield and a health bar, and once your shield went down, if you got hit by acid, it would start impacting your health bar.
I mean, that's supposed to tear through you.
Right, right. It didn't exactly tear through you. For the game.
You know, it dissolved through three floors of fucking shit.
It tore through the textures in the game area, and that's why all the fucking sides of the ships were missing and everything.
That's why half the ship's missing. It's the acid.
Yeah. Yes. I just think that maybe, just maybe, Aliens isn't as great a franchise for a video game as we all think it might be. That's it for Aliens. We can move on. Let's talk about a game Chris has played.
Chris,
we're talking about. Is it my turn?
Yeah, we're talking games. We're just going for it.
Yeah, okay. We're just chilling.
I like.
Or you could talk about pulled pork sandwiches again. I don't care.
I do like pulled pork sandwiches. You know what else is good is pork chop sandwiches. You should look that up. So let's see. What have I been playing? Of course, I've been playing XCOM. Of course, I've been playing Skyrim.
Of course.
I decided I wanted to play it. What?
I said that's a given.
That's a given, yes.
Wait. Here's a little quiz for you, Chris. None of your achievements are about those games for this week's quiz.
Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Yeah. I know.
Huh? So, I eliminated two things from my answers now. So I decided I wanted to play a new game.
That's good for the podcast.
Yeah. So I played Fallout 3. I tried to play
How was Fallout 3?
What?
How was Fallout 3?
Well, unfortunately, it was a massive disappointment.
Why?
Really?
Because apparently there's something with the way that it's written that on Windows 7, it just crashes and crashes.
Oh,
and
you're
crashes.
Playing it on the PC.
But yeah, I've already played it on the Xbox and the PS3, so why would I, you know... do that.
Sorry, our bad. Why would you play it again? I don't know.
No, so I wanted to be able to mod it to, because I've already experienced all the content that's in the base game, most of it. So that was a very strange noise. What was that?
I didn't do it.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh well.
Ghosts.
Did you? You didn't hear it?
No.
It must be on my end. Then I apologize. Yeah. Anyway, so it just crashed and crashed and crashed, and I found what I thought was a fix. And I tried to fix it, but it didn't work. So it's strange. Oblivion worked fine, just like it's supposed to.
Right.
Fallout New Vegas runs perfectly. Skyrim runs perfectly. But Fallout 3, no dice.
Well, apparently Bethesda can only code for the Xbox 360.
I don't know. There were some serious crash problems on the 360 with Fallout 3 as well.
Yeah, I got a red ring. Fallout. 3.
I've got a Fallout story. By the way,
it's a different mess, Rich. By the way,
I've got a Fallout story. I played Fallout 3 on Saturday. Would you believe?
Really?
Because Tara's brother, who lives in Manchester, plays games. He's a gamer, but he doesn't follow them. He doesn't, he doesn't follow them. He just kind of he goes to me and he says. What should I be playing? Is there anything good out? He likes his Assassin's Creed and stuff. He likes his Halo. Sure. Blah, blah, blah. So he's got a decent taste. I lent him L.A. Noir. That didn't last long. He went, this is shit and boring. I was like, what are you talking about? But I lent him Fallout 3, and he's never played a Fallout game in his life. He's never played a game like that in his life. All right? So I knew it was a bit of a risk, and I said, try this game, and see what you think.
Wait, his name is Simeon?
Simeon, yeah.
Not Simon.
No.
Simeon. Okay.
All right.
Second.
Yeah, so I said, Sim, try that. And he was like, okay. And he rang me up and he said, I can't get anywhere. I just, you know those little cockroach things? They keep killing me. I don't know what to do. I was like, what? What's your problem?
Shoot them.
So I knew I was going up on the Friday, and I thought, all right, I'll on the Saturday, because we stopped there, I'll play it and check it out. He had no idea how to heal himself. All right, and he says, oh, you can heal yourself. I was like, yes. All right. He had no idea. You know, he knew about the VAT system, but he didn't know you could queue them up. He didn't know you could queue up the shots, so he was only doing one shot at a time. He didn't know how to hotkey stuff. And I was showing it him, and he was like, all right. And then we went out for a meal afterwards. All right. And he's like, I feel like playing it now. I feel like I want to get back into it. So he's kind of hooked on it now, which is cool. But then I remember playing it, showing him what to do and everything. I was like, I want to play this again. And then I remembered I've still got Fallout New Vegas to play. So I really want to start playing that now. So I might start. It might be my next game I start, Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
For that. Sorry, Chris. I pissed all over your thing, but I thought it was related to Fallout.
It is. Which is why I started
talking about it.
It is. It's very good. Well related to Fallout. Yeah, so I'm going to keep troubleshooting, try to see if I can get Fallout 3 to run. If I can't, I suppose I'll be playing Fallout New Vegas. I only paid $10 for Fallout 3 on Steam, so no big loss. The other thing I've been playing, which actually isn't a game, was trying to upgrade my PC. And this is when all the people who don't like PC gaming can say, meh, I told you so.
It's coming.
So, as I told you recently, there was a sale on Newegg where you could get a free download code for Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite if you bought a graphics card. So I bought a graphics card. But I failed to do a little bit of research to make sure the graphics card would fit in the computer.
Oops.
I made sure it was compatible, because that's actually pretty easy.
Right.
But
the fitting in part, that, and you wouldn't necessarily think right off the bat that that would be an issue.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it was.
Is that the slot or the physical side of the size of the card?
The card is too big.
Do you have like a small case? How big is your case?
That's what she said, Greg. No, it's It's a mid tower case. This graphics card is just huge. When I looked at it, so it wouldn't fit, and so I boxed it back up, and I was going to return it, but Newegg would allow me to return it, but they would only refund me the difference in price between the graphics card and what they considered to be the value of the download code, which they placed at $150. Which is $75 per game. And I was like, whoa,
wow.
That's not working. So what I did instead was I listed it on eBay, to see what I can get for it. Yeah. So it's got a few days left on the auction. So far I'm up to $130. So if I sell that card for $130, I paid $200 for it. That means I paid $70 for two games. I'll be like, all right. That's not horrible. I can't believe I just said I'll be like. I hate when I say that. I'll be like. No, that's not English. Anyway, I will be satisfied if I get to $130, $140 for the card.
Well, then you're technically you're already satisfied, right?
Well, nothing's final until it's final, right? The auction's still got 5 days on it. When the auction is over and I have said money in my possession, then I'll be happy.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, and then I'm probably just going to chalk it all up and build a new computer so I can fit the massive graphic card in there.
So
I'm
you've
kidding.
Probably got that's, it the wrong way.
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Well, I hope so.
I believed you, actually.
No, I did as well.
I am considering building a new machine.
I believe him. He's doing it.
Yeah.
This has triggered you, hasn't it?
Yeah, totally has. He's like trying to play it off like it's a joke, but he's totally going to do it.
If the square peg doesn't fit the round hole, why don't I just get a square hole?
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's just build a building with a square hole in it.
Yeah, it's like I bought a new stereo for my car, but it doesn't work in my car, so I'm going to get a new car so I can put the new stereo in the car.
Why don't you just, no, this is the only way it's going to happen.
only way it's going to work. Rich, what about you? What have you played lately?
Much like, I've been playing an old game. Back in Christmas times,
Christmas time.
Jingle. Sorry, go ahead.
There was a sale on Xbox Live.
There's a sale this week.
What is it?
Everybody, you should pay attention. Xbox Live is having a huge sale this week. No, like all the Halo games, Halo 3, Halo Reach, they're all like $9. I think Halo 4 is down to 40. And
really?
I know
they're doing the Steam thing.
Yep, they're having a massive sale all week long. Dishonored's going to be on there at some point. So yeah, if you're looking for a game on the cheap, I saw some games in there as low as $5.
So is this the final reaction we've been waiting for?
Is
this possibly? Yes, for
things what we're going to see, sales and shit.
Yeah.
This show has no direction.
No.
Anyway.
All right, Rich, yes, you're playing a game from years back.
Yeah, but back at Christmas.
Christmas time.
There was a sale on, and Minerva's Den was up there for 400 points. Now, I had read a lot of stuff about this, and there's a lot of people out there that think this is probably one of the best DLCs that they've...
What's this? What DLC?
It's Minerva's Den for Bioshock 2. And the unique thing, like it, unlike your massive Mass Effect stuff and so on, it's a completely separate story to the actual game.
Okay.
So basically, I've set off on it. I'm not that far into it, but I'll just give you the setup because it's the opening storyline. So you are a Big Daddy still. You are Big Daddy Sigma. And the story
already
starts...
sounds dumb.
No, story starts Sigma. Off Sigma really well. Basically, Sigma is on his way, obviously having been told to do something. And he's on his way to what's like the central computing part of Rapture. Now, Rapture's always, the stories we've seen so far with Rapture were basically, you know, political, and it's to do with dictators and you're fighting Ryan or whatever. This one, somebody else has set up their own agenda, and they've built a supercomputer, and there's a struggle that's occurred. Different factions, Ryan's in it, and so he wants to control the computer, and he's hoping that the guy that's invented it's going to ally himself with him. It's drip feeding the story to you, so I'll agree with what I've read about it, and the story does seem quite intriguing so far. And the good thing about this as well is when you get these DLC packs, they normally say, right, you're going to get these extra weapons, and you think you're going to be roaming around trying to get them for a while. Immediately, you're given one of the main new weapons, so you get that to play around with straight away. Tactics and so on in this. I noticed I'm doing a lot more hacking.
All new areas?
Yeah, it's new game area completely.
Okay. So they haven't took any shortcuts or anything and gone, it's the same areas, but backwards.
Well, it's Rapture, so it's got to be styled on Rapture, but it's
yeah,
new
but they still have to make new shit, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was, is it Blue Marlin or whatever the developers who've now gone on and doing other stuff now? They got a really good reputation off the back of this, and I can see it already. I mean, like I say, I'm not that far into it, but definitely going to carry on with that. And I've not finished Bioshock 2, so it was quite good that I could just jump into this, and it's a completely new start. And I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Really, not done much else.
Okay. All right. Mike, why don't we switch over to you? I know you talked about Fallout 3, but I think there's some other games on your list there.
I've been playing the Sleeping the Dogs things.
Sleeping in the Dogs things? Yeah. How is that going for you?
Sleeping Dogs. Finished it.
Finished it?
Finished it.
And what did you think?
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah. I liked it. I I really enjoyed it.
You saying, Greg, wait till you get the gun part. Oh, sorry, you said it like this. Wait till you get to the gun part. Blah, 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 California.
Yeah, the gun part? Gun part not good.
I thought the guns are fine.
Nah, the guns were not fine.
Mate, when you jump over an object and it goes in slow motion, you just go pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, but when you weren't jumping over an object and going pop, 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 it was just okay. It was a little loosey-goosey, not nearly as cool as the hand-to-hand combat.
No, no. And I remember at the start of the game, there's quite a lot of hand-to-hand combat. I was like, oh, God, there's quite a lot of hand-to-hand combat. And then towards the end of the game, they mix it up. You know, you carjack things, and then you gunfight, and then all of a sudden you lose your gun, and then another gunfight. But I was just like, I just want to fight. I just want to fight, because that's the best thing about it. I mean, all the other games shoot. And I liked the fight. It was fun. The kind of last couple of missions. Did you finish it, Greg? Did you finish it up?
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was a pretty good story. Not. We're not talking amazing stuff, but
The story.
I knew what was going on.
It got a little ridiculous, but yeah, it was. It was good.
If you know what's going on, that's a good story at the moment. That's how immature. We are, as they're not very great storytellers, are they, video games? But I knew what was going on roughly, you know, big smiley and all that stuff. I thought it was interesting. I wanted to kind of know what happened to Wei, the main character, because he's an undercover cop. But he seems to have grown awfully attached to the kind of mafia world.
Right.
So I was like, oh, well, I wonder how this is going to pan out. And I was interested. I was genuinely interested. So I thought it was good. I really liked it. The missions were varied. Right pace as well, about 20 hours. You know, it kind of not rushing through it or anything. So, yeah, really good. Really impressed with it. So, yeah. Living dogs. Right.
Nice.
Far Cry 3 co-op.
Far Cry 3 co-op.
Indeed. Finish that. Finish the co-op.
Okay. What'd you think?
I'm not really impressed with it. It's very standard co-op stuff. There's not a lot to say on it, to be honest.
Wait, have you played any of the single
player? Yeah, it deter you from playing the single player.
No, I haven't played. No, I've heard that the single player is very good, and I've heard that the co-op wasn't anything special, but I mean, it really isn't. Like, I just kind of, I enjoy co-op games, like with Marsh, like I didn't want to play Borderlands because I haven't finished it yet, but I have to start again because I lost my game save because I got burgled. So I just didn't feel like grinding that again. And I said to Marshall, I just don't want to do it yet. I can't. I'm just not up for it. It's just bothered me so much because I'm a level like 28 or something, or I was. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that again. Yeah, I felt like just playing something else. And it wasn't terrible. Like, it was perfectly fine. But it was just, you know, co-op, enemies, carry this bomb, do this big kind of, you know, heavy guy with loads of armor, took a while to take down, blah, 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 blah. Upgrades that I'll never use, weapons that I'll never upgrade, all that stuff. Played it. It was okay. Bit of fun. Moved on. And if for people that have kind of like a co-op partner that you often play co-op games with and you're looking for something and you both own this or you could rent it, it's worth it. It's definitely like wasn't a waste of time. I enjoyed shooting some stuff with my mate and we just talk the shit and we catch up, but it's nothing, you know, it's not a Left 4 Dead. It's not a good co-op game. It's not a Gears of War. On Gears of War, by the way, I know. Apparently it's very good.
Yeah, I'm buying it, just for the record.
Apparently it's very good. There's these things like these like medal systems that you can do and unlock, and if you unlock a certain amount you unlock the original game or something like that. It's somewhat weird. That might not be the whole truth, but there's like this medal system that goes through the campaign.
I did hear there is a bit of a backlash, I guess, from some of the community, because I guess in this Gears for the multiplayer, it's not human versus locust, it's human versus human.
Get over it.
I know. But,
fuck.
I'm just Or another.
Yeah.
And ironically, red versus blue.
I mean,
I found that a little funny.
Should be brown versus grey.
Do you really?
No,
I mean,
colors, Rich. Colors.
Does anyone really care that?
No. As long as it's fun, that's all I care about.
So yeah, I've heard that Judgment is good, and I've heard that Tomb Raider is good. So some good stuff on the horizon. It's gonna be. I mean, it's the console generation is coming to an end, but it looks like it's having its day.
Hey, after what I just played, anything could be potentially game of the year.
And I've played some doozies. And I'll tell you what, I laughed because I've been having some really shit games. I played Anarchy Reigns last week, and that was awful. I really tried my hardest to keep an open mind, but it was bad. I've had some really bad games from Love Film of late, and I had Sleeping Dogs. I remember seeing Sleeping Dogs. I've got a Love Film app on my phone, so when they send me something, I can look at it. And I was in the car, and I was in traffic. There's a lot of traffic. I wasn't moving, so I thought I'll sit there. I'll see what I've got coming on Love Film, and it was Sleeping Dogs. And I physically said out loud, "Yes, right, like, yes, thank God, something good, right." Then the next game they sent, which is with me right now, is kind of on a par to what they've been sending me previously, to be honest. It's,
I believe I know which one this is.
Sherlock Holmes, the tester of Sherlock Holmes. Now, my only saving grace is my expectancy level is so low that it could be good. And also, I like CSI games. I have kind of like a guilty pleasure thing for them. So maybe I'll get some... If I have to do some detective work... I like detective work. I like kind of figuring shit out in games. You know, that's why I like L.A. Noir so much, and that's why I like CSI. And so maybe, if it's not completely unplayable, I'll like it, but I'm really not got my hopes up for it.
See, that's maybe why you should play Aliens Colonial Marine, Mike, because you could do detective work and figure out when in the process did they figure out this game was going to be shit.
You know, there's probably a video there, to be honest. There's probably a video there to be made.
Right at this point, you can tell. It's about 5 minutes into the game. It all goes south.
If we make the first 5 minutes great, then maybe they won't notice. So that's pretty much what I've been playing. That's me done.
Cool. I'll circle back around Rich or Chris. Did either one of you have any other games you wanted to talk about? I know we're kind of breezing through this.
No, I have nothing further to say other than welcome to the show.
This is what I like.
Yeah.
This is funny.
He brings a little something.
He's funny.
Halo 4 was the only other game I played over the weekend, and we were so close. We played Gary again, and yeah.
Not good.
We lost every match by 1 point. No, Gary's not good. And Gary, you can hear me saying this, right? You know I'm saying this. It's his teammate, Isonix. That guy is good. Gary, he's riding the coattails. Gary's a good guy. Love Gary.
He's all right.
But still.
But he's running on the coattails of that guy.
Totally. Guy.
someone asked me, Chris, is Chris really locked there, or does he put it on for the show?
I can safely say, having met him in person, he is very much like that.
Am I really like just sarcastic and
like you're yes. just very dry. You're so yes. dry. And
that is the,
I know really.
That is the,
like,
that is the persona that I have.
That you've worked on and crafted.
Myself.
Yeah, because yes. really, because people, I remember someone saying, he doesn't really sound like he's enjoying himself. And he's like, if Chris wasn't enjoying himself, he wouldn't turn up. Like, Chris loves this shit. He loves us. He loves doing this shit. Really.
Chris is not afraid to throw the mic down and say, fuck this.
Chris is more English than me and Mike.
Yeah, because British people are very dry.
If you don't
right?
think I'm having fun, I'll come for you.
Right.
Sorry,
and
what?
Like,
whoa. Different podcast.
Yeah. And like Chris kind of like always sounds, he just permanently sounds like he's not enjoying himself when really he is. Like, that's just the way Chris is all the
I
time.
I sort of sound like that in real life though. Like if you ever met me in real life, you know, one of the, and it's not something that's unique to the Army, but one thing that we tend to do as we hang out with each other is, you know, just like any other group of people who are of similar age, we just sit around and poke fun at each other. And so my poking fun voice is my very dry and boring. Oh, really? That's the best you could come up with kind of voice, you know?
It's almost
public persona.
Yeah, I won't throw it at quite Stephen Wright, but it's on that kind of dry, sarcastic. Just, I mean, he says stuff, and
I don't know who this person is. I'll just look him up.
No,
Stephen Wright. You'll have to look him up. He's a comedian.
But, see, he's just playing guitar.
I assume that much, Greg. I worked that
he's
bit
the,
out.
He's so. The DJ. He's the DJ off Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
You know, the guy that talks in the background in Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, I'll have to look him up.
That tells me nothing right now.
I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs in many years, so I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It is Mr. Pink.
The Reservoir Dogs.
But the thing is with Chris, though, you kind of think he hates you for a first couple of months that you know him. You think, maybe
actually,
Chris hates me, but he doesn't.
There's less than two people on the planet, I think, that I would use the word hate to describe.
Just give off that persona, mate. I just feel like sometimes, you know. For the first time I met you, I was like, maybe Chris hates me. Maybe just
try having Mike. Try having dinner with him and having him stare you down. You're like, this dude hates me, and he wants to kill me.
This is one of the things I struggle with as a teacher. The semester is only 40 lessons long, and it takes between 10 and 15 lessons for my students to kind of get used to who I am.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to.
So yeah, it's something I recognize that I have to be.
I like it. I like it. It's fun. I like the fact that you just
on your toes. But the difference, Chris, is you do hate your students.
No, I don't though. I don't. Some of them.
He loves it.
But
he loves it.
Some of them.
Loves it.
I just want to cuddle him.
Yeah, I'll give him a big hug. Give him an uncomfortable hug, and he'd be like, "Dude,
pretty sure he'd punch you."
Yeah.
No. I'm a gentle giant.
Just a backhand?
Maybe a powder slap.
All right. Let's talk some new releases.
Yay.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. So new releases this week on the Wii U. There's a game.
Fuck.
The WiiWare eShop. Yeah, they've got Runner 2, Future Legend of Rhythm Alien.
Well, that was worth my 250 quid.
That sounds amazing.
It does. On the 3DS this week, we've got, I'm going to botch this one, I'm sure of it, Etrian Odyssey 4, Legends of the Titan.
Right.
Just let that hang there for a second.
Okay.
Moving over to the PS3.
Sure, that's a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Borderlands 2 add-on content pack comes out this week.
Ah, well, they need to redeem those alien colonium or
Go back to Borderlands 2. Go back to Borderlands 2.
Let's put something in.
We've got Mud Fim Motocross World Championship.
Right.
That's coming to retail shelves. Also available on PSN for download. Along with Dora's Big Birthday Adventure.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for
and
this.
I know you have been. Persona 2 Eternal Punishment is what you get for playing Dora's Big Birthday Adventure. God of War Ascension, the demo, is coming out this week. I believe that's... I want to say it's a pre-purchase, but I could be wrong. But anyway, so that's out there.
Oh, yeah, God of War. Demo. I'm looking forward to God of War.
God of War. Really?
I suppose one day I should finish God of War 3. It's meant to be quite good.
It's really good. God of War 3 is really good.
I got to the one bit... I think we can safely discuss minor spoilers for God of War 3.
I can't even remember what the fuck happened. He kills gods.
Yeah. You just kind of rip some people apart, and every now and again there's some boobs, and it's like, okay, good. So you get to the one part where there's like a gate, and then there's three of those hellion dog three-headed things. And you got to fight them. And I got stuck on that part and got frustrated and haven't been back to it since. Maybe I should go back to it.
Yeah.
Well, you can revisit it, and you can also play God of War Ascension.
Oh. Yeah, that would require me to actually find my PlayStation 3. I'm kidding. I know where my PlayStation 3 is. It just happens to be 180 miles from where I am right now.
And it's in your living room. I've seen it.
DLC this week on the PS3.
You've been to my living room, Primrose?
No.
Something I don't know about?
What happens in Chris's house stays in Chris's house.
Apparently
or
not
at
Chris's
house.
Primrose
or
got out.
Or on Facebook. Oh. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Revolution DLC out this week. The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Dawnguard. Yep, that's finally coming to the PS3.
Yay.
Mass Effect 3 Reckoning DLC comes out this week, apparently free. And Zen Pinball 2 The Star Wars Table comes out this week for all the Star Wars nuts.
Hey, wait.
Sorry, not nuts. Fans.
No, dude, it's nuts. It's cool. Zen pin. I might need to check this out. Are these like recreations of actual pinball tables?
Yes, these ones. Yes, they're well worth checking out.
Yeah, the
well
Star Wars table was one of my favorites when I was a teenager. I believe
this isn't going to be a recreation. I believe this is going to be like a new, improved kind of Star Wars table. From what I understand, there is an AT-AT Walker on the table somewhere.
I do like the AT-AT Walkers.
Yes. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 Plus comes out to the PS Vita this week. And moving over to the Xbox 360, you've got Borderlands 2 add-on content pack, Mud Fim Motocross World Championship, and Top Hand Rodeo Tour. Yeah.
Yep.
Xbox Live Arcade this week, Runner 2, Future Legend of Rhythm Alien, and DLC, Mass Effect 3, The Reckoning, just Mass Effect 3, Reckoning.
So which one's this one, then?
Hey, you know what's interesting
about
this?
It's new DLC. It's free.
So we're having this discussion again, right? Mass Effect 3 Reckoning or The Reckoning. We had the same discussion when Kingdoms of Amalur was first released, right? We were like, oh, it's Kingdoms of Amalur, The Reckoning. No, it's just Reckoning. I wonder if there's some kind of tie-in again, like they're trying to bring it back.
Armor? Who knows?
Who knows? That's just me speculating.
Yeah. Well, if you want to speculate some more, I don't know. I got nothing. Pinball FX2, Star Wars Pinball, also on DLC for Xbox 360. And I mentioned the big Ultimate Game Sale. I kid you not, there are a megaton amount of games going on sale.
Megaton.
So check that.
Megaton. I'm trying to play Fallout 3 again. Megaton.
Check the Skype chat there. I threw all the games in there for you guys to look at.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's quite the list. There's also a bunch of Gears of War. I don't know. But really, we're done. Oh, wait, no, we've got PC. Oh,
yeah, what are you doing,
I almost forgot. I'm getting sidetracked by Primrose, that bastard.
Primrose
Brutal Legend. Yeah, Brutal Legend out on PC and Steam this week. There's a relevant game. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Revolution, as well as the Season Pass for Call of Duty Black Ops 2, all can be purchased this week. Mass Effect 3 Reckoning DLC, again, free for PC. And Might and Magic Heroes 6 Shades of Darkness coming to the PC. And Runner 2 Future Legend of Rhythm Alien.
This Runner 2 thing is everywhere.
It's everywhere. It is. And last, but certainly not least, Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army.
Why not?
Why not?
Why
$15.
Not?
Certainly, why not? And that does it for new releases.
Da-da-da-da.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right, it's news quiz time.
Yay.
And this week, Rich got pissed off at me, said, you know what? You need to be part of this business. So, the news quiz is going to involve all of us.
Oh my God, what the hell is this?
Yeah, this is craziness. Now, how this is going to work, I don't know if it's going to work all that well.
Who cares?
We're going to give it our best shot. I know. You know, but well, there's four people that are going to care, Mike. Four people, and that would be Mr. Killer Cranky. He's going to care because Mike, you are playing for him.
Uh oh.
Yeah, yeah. So if you win, Mike.
Yep.
He wins.
And he gets 100 points, right?
Right.
Hello, West Midlander.
Yep. Yeah. And Mike, if you get your bonus question, assuming you won, of course.
Right.
Then he gets 200 points.
Shit. Oh, this is real.
There will be no ties this week because we just don't have enough Microsoft points to keep going at, you know, multiple people tying every week. So it will be one winner takes all.
Okay.
We have provisions set up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stulek52, he's pretty excited because Chris is representing Stulek52.
Chris,
yeah. And John Mouse... He asked for it, so he got it. Rich, you are playing for John Mouse.
Did he ask for Primrose?
Hashtag legend.
Yeah, not, no, no.
Hashtag no. Legend.
No.
And the late entrant Parsnip Nose, I'm playing for Parsnip Nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm Killer Cranky, right?
Yes, so you are Mr. Killer Cranky.
Cool.
Got all of this documented. Now, here's how it's going to work. The order has been selected. Rich, you are going to be going first again.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you are second.
You're a dumb mouse.
Chris is third. I will be fourth. Now, we have a total of 12 questions between the three of you. Okay.
All right.
You'll each get a maximum of 4 questions each. And then I have 4 questions that are either going to be news or achievement related that Rich has crafted specifically for me, which I'm assuming are going to be next to impossible to answer.
Why would you think that?
I don't know, Rich. You're evil that way.
On the 3rd of February, 1986, what was the top gaming news?
That might be the question. Now,
he's
for you guys...
He's going to base it off your PlayStation 1 gaming history from Raptor.
Probably. For you guys, there are 7 news questions this week and only 5 achievement questions.
All right.
So you may not get a complete mix. Okay? There's going to be some strategery going on here. And for me, you can select either news or achievement depending on, you know, again, assuming you have control.
Okay.
All right. I believe we are ready. Rich, you are getting the first news question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. This is a true or false question for you, Rich. See, I was being gentle. PlayStation 4 was just announced. There was a big megaton, event last week.
Shit, I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt you did, Rich. I doubt you did. But yeah, so the PS4 got announced. So we know from that meeting that the Move is compatible with the PS4.
Lol.
But true or false, Rich, is the DualShock 3 compatible?
I can remember I heard a podcast moaning about throwing away controllers. So I'm going to say, I'm not listening to what the substance was beforehand, but I'm going to say they are not compatible.
You would be correct, yeah. Shusei Yoshida, I don't know how to say
Yoshida,
his name.
Yeah.
Sony Worldwide Studios president said no, the PS4 does not support the DualShock 3.
Bang.
So yeah, there you go. And with that said, Rich,
mm-hmm.
You have you got one there.
Yep.
So that means you have control.
Yep.
That means you get to control the Destiny 4. Mike, news question or achievement question?
I'm going to go. Let's start the boy off with a news question.
Okay. News question it is. And, Mike, we're sticking with the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
Or, sorry, PlayStation 4 news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So... PS4 games will offer which feature, Mike? A, 4K resolution on video and pictures only. B, full 3D on all games. Or C, second screen play via the Vita for all games.
Oh, shit.
Which of those features is actually true?
I think it's A. I remember it being 4K being supported for video and whatever only, but C's kind of tempting me, but I'll say A.
Well, that's a good job, Mike. Yeah, it is A, as a matter of fact, yeah. So 4K resolution on video and pictures only. Games are not being supported at this time. And as far as 3D, this was an interesting one. So 3D was a big thing per, again, Yoshida, the president of Worldwide Studios, said 3D was a big thing a couple years ago. We made it a big thing because it was led by the consumer electronics side of Sony, and we liked what we could do on the PS3 using 3D stereoscopic. But now the consumer electronics side of Sony, or all of the companies, have shifted focus from 3D TV to something else. So if they're not talking about it, why would we? So yeah, 3D, not as big a deal. And the second screenplay, which they really made a big deal about at the conference, but he noted that it's not going to be available for all games because some games, just based on their actual play and how the games interface, you're not going to be able to use the second screen on the Vita. So, for an example, PlayStation Move games would not work using the Vita. And that's kind of something we already saw with the Wii U. Not every game can be used in second screen mode on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we have it. Mike, good job.
No worries.
Yeah. So, What does Mr. Matthew get?
I think, well, are we going to go in hard? Lol. Are we going to go home with an achievement question?
Going home with an achievement question. All right, Mr. Matthew, are you ready for your achievement question?
I suppose.
All right, Chris, first loser, second MVP in a ranked match.
Battlefield 3.
Shit.
Good job.
Such a bastard.
And that puts the pressure squarely on me. Chris, you have control. I could be the first one to...
I want to hear about Greg's gaming history dating back to the 60s. So let's go with achievements.
All right, Rich, give me an achievement question.
Ping a pong. No, not really. Just joking. Manipulator. Distract 25 guards using your equipment.
Manipulator. Distract 25 guards using your equipment.
Oh, I think I might know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I guess this after Greg?
You can't steal it, but you certainly can try.
I won't steal it. I won't steal any points.
I'm gonna say Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Oh, that's a good one.
You would be wrong. Mike, what would your guess be? I know you're going to get this right.
Splinter Cell Conviction?
No, you're wrong!
I know.
Go on, Chris.
Mark of the Ninja?
You are right.
Ah, shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Am I enjoying myself now, listeners?
Woohoo! Oh, Parsnip, I will tell you ahead of time. I'm sorry.
Come on. Let's crank him in, you. Me and you.
That means... Rich, we come back to you, and it's a news question. Okay. So,
what decided that? If you got yours wrong, can't I pick my own?
No. Right. You just get what's in order.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would
hold track for me. Made a rule.
Yes, I've made a rule. Happens. All right, Rich.
Just remember, I can make my rules as well.
True or false?
Yes.
Every game will be required to allow players to play via Gaikai stream play while it downloads in the background.
I know they're doing it. Put the disc in. Yeah, but you're not necessarily digitally downloading everything, are you? You get a disc, disc starts loading. That's got nothing to do with Gaikai. I'm going to say that's... not true.
You would be correct, yes. They're saying it's highly recommended that PS4 games support streaming play through Gaikai as players download titles, but the feature isn't a requirement. So, there you have it. Rich, look at you. You've got control.
Mm-hmm.
What does Mike get? Achievement?
Alternate. Designate. Achievement.
Achievement question coming your way, Mike. Here we go. Mike.
Yo. I'm here.
The camera loves you. Complete all extreme video challenges.
What the fuck is that? The camera loves you.
The camera loves you. Complete all extreme video challenges. 10 seconds.
I don't know. I say CSI. That's my guess.
No, Mike. That would be The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. God, I know it now. Can I answer now?
It's really better, Mike. I did not know that one.
Oh, shit.
I don't think that makes him feel better. All right. Chris, that means we're coming to you with a news question.
Ooh.
All right, true or false? PS3 disc games will be backwards compatible via a registration service.
Wait, PS3 disc games will be backwards compatible via a registration service.
You hear him typing this in the background?
No, I... No, I'm trying to understand the question. So you like register your disc and they give you a download code or some weird thing?
I can't say anything further.
No. It sounds ludicrous, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that would be true. Yeah. There really are two ways the president of Sony Worldwide Studios to handle legacy content, emulation or cloud services from Gaikai. But native support of digital games from the PS3 as well as disk-based will not work. They did, though. The good news is they did say that PS4 games, disk-based games, will work on any PlayStation 4, pretty much solidifying the fact that used games should work on the PS4.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big surprise. I don't. All this talk of no used games, doing it with locked discs isn't the way to do it if they want to get rid of used games.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, well, Mr. Matthew, you have control. So
is it your turn?
It is my turn. What do I get?
This is your news question.
Okay, Rich, indeed. Give me a news question.
Okay.
This is really afraid, by the way.
We're worried. It's all right. Settle down. I'm gentle. Why does Crysis Freeze first level suffer from frame rate drop as bad as 60 frames per second to 40 frames per second? Is it A, the ropes on the container? B, too many destructive environmental points? Or is it C, the vegetation on the buildings? And I would stipulate this is only for the first level. It is not now, Game Breaker.
And is this for every version of the game?
PC only.
Game Breaker.
Okay, so my choices are the ropes on the container.
Yep.
The vegetation on the building.
Yep.
Or too many explosive points.
Can everybody hear Greg typing in the background?
Too many destructive environmental points.
Excuse me. The too many destructive environmental points would be the obvious answer. And it would be what I would normally think. But given you're a crafty, sneaky bastard, I'm going to go with the ropes on the container.
Well done, Greg. You got that one correct.
Wow. That would have been the last one I'd say. But hey.
Yeah, to me it was – I honestly didn't know the right answer. It was just trying to use deductive reasoning.
Apparently, if you shoot or attempt to shoot the ropes or interfere in any way with the containers so they start swaying, it does drop the frame rate on the first level.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that means
– You nominate.
That means I nominate, and that means Rich – I'm thinking you are going to get an achievement question.
You put yourself in the right running order here, didn't you? Right, go on then.
Not necessarily. You got the last one, so, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, your achievement question. Fully upgraded a weapon. Install the third and final upgrade to any of your weapons.
It's a tricky one.
Fully upgraded a weapon. Install the third and final upgrade to any of your weapons.
That's not Far Cry, because Far Cry mentions the camouflage as well. So it's not that. And it's the third upgrade. God, it's going to be something sci-fi-y.
I'm going to ask for an answer only because we...
I think I'm going to get this one wrong. I know it's not Bioshock 2, even though I've been playing it recently, because I've not got that far into the game to upgrade them all. I'm going to go XCOM.
Rich, it's actually Bioshock 2.
Oh, you shitter.
I would have guessed Bioshock 1 if I'd had to guess. But
Damn.
That means we are circling back to Mr. Mike. You get a news question.
Yeah. PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4. It's pretty much what all the news questions on my side.
That's my answer. PlayStation 4.
That's not going to be good enough.
42.
All right. Mike,
Yellow.
The PS4 will allow you to push game video to Twitch TV. True or false?
False. It's Ustream.
Good job. I thought it would trick you. Oh. I thought it would get you for sure. Yeah, no, it does. It pushes out to Ustream. No mention of Twitch TV. Nice. In fact, it was Ustream and Facebook were the two social media platforms that they had mentioned about pushing media out.
Clever.
Yeah, I tried, guys.
PlayStation didn't mention anything about YouTube. They didn't mention anything about Twitch. And Twitch is the more dominant one amongst gamers. So which leads me to think that maybe Microsoft have snatched up Twitch. Not like bought them, but partnered with them.
Right.
And maybe they partnered with YouTube, which would change the fucking game. But it's all, you know, hot air at the moment. So the absence of YouTube and Twitch lead me to think that maybe Microsoft wrapped them up. So.
Well, Mike, the more important question in front of you right now is what kind of question does Chris get? Achievement or news? There are two each left.
I think give him a news. Give him a news.
Okay. Mr. Matthew, getting a news question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To face the music.
Facing the music.
There's no music.
No music.
All right. Who was the last developer or game announced at the Sony meeting? Was it A, Blizzard and Diablo 3, B, Square Enix with the Final Fantasy demo, or C, Bungie and Destiny?
Well, I know it wasn't the first one. Pretty sure. So it's either Bungie and Destiny, or it's what was choice B again? I'm sorry.
Square Enix showing off the Final Fantasy demo.
Let's go with Bungie Destiny.
That would be correct. Yeah, Bungie was the last game developer on the conference showing off a new game.
I just want to shout out...
Which was quite the shock, by the way.
Yeah, it was. I just want to shout out the Gamesman for breaking down the Sony conference on their latest show. Thanks, guys. You're
beneficial for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Matthew, what kind of question do I get? Achievement or...
Let's go with another achievement question. Those are always entertaining.
Okay, Rich, give me an achievement question, please.
An achievement question.
Yes.
Okay. Dead or alive? Jailer or executioner?
Ooh, that would be Far Cry 3, I believe.
That's wrong.
Oh, damn it. What game is that?
Anybody else want to have a pop?
I have no idea.
I know that Chris won't get it. Black Ops 2.
No. Wouldn't have got
that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have got that either. Damn it. Again, sorry, Parsnip. Which means, Rich, you get the last news question.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you excited?
No.
You sound thoroughly excited. All right. Rich, the PS4 will be packing a whopping 8 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM. It'll include a custom 8-core x86 AMD Jaguar CPU-GPU chipset, which will allow it to perform how many TFLOPs? 1.84, 1.86, or 1.88? How many teraflops?
What the hell's a teraflop? Is that a made-up thing? You made that up.
A teraflop is used for measuring the computing performance of a processor's floating point operations per second.
It's like a belly flop, only instead of red, your belly turns purple.
Yes. Right. It's what a lot of the techie guys really get excited about. And they're like, how many teraflops can it do? And
this is the we hate Richard Primrose question of the evening.
No, it's really not. It's really not.
Are you sure you've only got one question left there, Greg? Or is that the one you just saved to say?
That is the last news question. Okay. Last news question.
So it is 1.86, 1.88, or 1. What?
84, 86, or 88.
Whoa. I know which one it is.
Purely based on the times 86 architecture. I want to go on 1.86.
It's wrong, Greg. It's wrong.
It is wrong. Mike, what is your... What is your...
It's 8.4, I think, isn't it?
It is indeed. 8.4, yes. 1.84 teraflops, which is interesting
1.21
because...
21 gigawatts.
I was waiting for you to do that, Chris.
Yeah, someone had to. I thought Mike might.
Totally had to.
No, I'll let you take the floor, Mike.
Thanks. Yeah,
PS3 did 1.8 teraflops. So, PS3 was a little bit of a beast, apparently. Apparently.
Damn. Yeah, but nobody could program for it.
True.
I remember reading out... The reason why I knew that is I remember reading out 1.84 on the show last night.
And
I don't know why.
You said... 1.84 gigawatts.
Yeah.
The thing I remember is processors have kind of been stuck in around the 3.5 to 4 gigahertz range for a while, so processors aren't getting that much faster.
Do you want the good news yet or the bad news yet, guys?
What's the bad news?
There's only achievement questions left for you.
What's the good news?
There's only achievement questions left for you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Yo.
Your achievement, Slight Silver, achieve 5 Silver Stat Awards.
That's Sleeping Dogs.
It is indeed Sleeping
Yes.
Dogs. Good job. All right, which means, Mr. Matthew.
Achievements.
You need to nail this. If you nail this, I believe you are pretty much solidified a win. If you miss this... You're going to be tied with Mike.
Uh-oh.
And a possibility of a face-off.
We don't want face-offs.
Oh, the face-off could be fun, let me tell you.
I thought I was doing so much better.
Rich, you're doing better than me.
Am I last?
No, I would be in the last right now. I've got only one. Okay. Rich, you have 2 answers right. Mike has 3. Chris has 3, but he's facing his 4th question.
Okay.
I still have a chance to tie you, Rich.
Okay.
But basically, the people we're playing for are screwed.
Okay.
All right, Chris, your achievement, Gunsmith, upgrade any weapon to level 10.
Gunsmith, upgrade any weapon to level 10 is Mass Effect 3.
Good God, you are on it. I hate you. I need to come up with better questions for you. Holy smokes. Good job.
He is good at the achievement ones.
That's because I used to love achievements.
Yeah, he did. He did. So that means Chris will take the news quiz. We'll get to the bonus round in a second for you, Chris. I need to face my last question. Chris, what am I going to get? Well, achievement or news?
I thought you said there were only achievements questions left.
No, I've got news.
Oh, well, achievements are funnier news. Anyway. No one cares about news. Why? They don't listen to the show.
I've got
news.
Good news one.
All right, fine. It's a news question, Primrose. Good Lord.
This quiz isn't loaded. I don't want last place. That's what it is. Yeah. Which developer has announced a next-gen car game? This was yesterday. Is it A... Codemasters, B, Bugbear, or C, Nadio Ubisoft.
Nadio Ubisoft.
And at the moment, it is purely for PC, but there are heavy hints that it will come out on both new consoles.
Okay, I'm 90% positive it's not Codemasters, because I think they've already announced their game.
It's too obvious.
So, who are the other two?
Bugbear and Nadio Ubisoft.
Nadio Ubisoft. See, I've never heard of Nadio Ubisoft.
Well, you don't listen to Giant Bomb, then.
Apparently not. And that could be my downfall, but I'm going to go with Bugbear.
Sure?
Yes.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Sure about that?
No, but I'm going to go with Bugbear anyway.
You only got it right, mate. Yeah, it's Bugbear. Now, I'm very excited about this game because Bugbear are the people that created Flat Out. And everybody likes crashing cars around.
Right.
Damaging stuff and doing Demolition Derbies. They're the guys you want. And they're going to be making a new game. And it's not called Flat Out or anything. They've not announced the name for it yet. But it is a full contact motorsport game designed for crashing and unlikely to be named Flat Out. Because they've no longer got the rights to it, apparently. So there you go.
All right. We are all done. That means, Chris, you are the winner. Which means Stulek 52 has won 100 points.
Yeah.
He now has an opportunity to double it if you guess the game. So, Mike, give me a number between 1 game. And 3. Or not between. 1, just random. 1 through 3.
3.
Okay. Chris, guess this game.
Okay.
This is an action game in which players assume the role of blank. A blank soldier on a mission to stop a blank organization. Players use swords, guns, and rocket launchers to kill enemy blank and blank in frenetic blank combat. Players can also employ blank tactics, e.g. impaling, stabbing enemies close up to eliminate targets. Combat is fast-paced and frenetic with realistic gunfire, explosions, and cries of pain. Exaggerated blood splashes occur frequently when enemies are injured, and a slow motion effect highlights various blank moves.
Man.
Yeah, I was a little more thorough with my blanks.
Yeah, you pretty much removed every word in the description. Maybe put a couple back in. This is an action game in which the player assumes the role of blank. So it's a named character who is a soldier and trying to stop some nefarious organization from doing something nefarious, eh?
Right. You have 10 seconds.
Yeah. This is a game I've played. Let me just ask that question.
It's not, I don't know if you, I'm assuming no.
Oh, well, that's no fair.
It is a game that is out.
It is a game that is out.
It's not an old, like, 3 months or beyond.
But I haven't necessarily played it.
No. But these are all, you know, I'm not picking, like, crazy ass, like, nobody's heard of these games.
This one's hard.
Okay. This is an action game in which players assume the role of blank. And by the way, I can read the actual thing once we're done here. So they assume the role of blank, a blank soldier on a mission to stop a blank organization. Players use swords, guns, and rocket launchers to kill enemy blank and blank in frenetic blank combat. Players can also employ blank tactics and e.g. impaling, stabbing enemies close up to eliminate targets. Combat is fast-paced and frenetic with realistic gunfire, explosions, and cries of pain. Exaggerated blood splashes occur frequently when enemies are injured, and slow motion effects highlight various blank moves.
I'm sorry. I have no idea.
3, 2
Yeah, whatever.
1 Anything?
No.
Just a guess a game.
All right.
Anything.
I don't even know what's come out in the last 3 months.
All right. Well, here's what I will do. I will read out the game in its true form now. How's that?
Do it.
This is an action game in which players assume the role of Raiden, a cybernetic soldier.
Fucking Metal Gear Revengeance.
Yep, to stop a futuristic terrorist organization. Yeah.
I'd have never. You could have left cybernetic and terrorist in there and Raiden, and I'd have been like, whatever. But. All right.
Still,
only 100 points for you, Stu.
Hey, 100 points is better than nothing.
Greg,
it's 100
finally
points
defeated me.
So that does it for the news quiz.
Ta-da.
Hopefully, everybody enjoyed it. We're going to continue doing it this way. I liked the, you know, if you want to get on and be represented, All you have to do is tweet us, pound OC podcast, play Misty for me. And once you get on that list, we'll be taking people at random off that list. So, you know, people that have already put themselves up on the list, they will be potentially repeat players. Even potential winners can repeat at, but they have to have at least 1 week off.
So, Greg,
yeah,
chance
to fuel this quiz. When we finish this podcast, do you and Chris just get on the internet and just start binging like toss?
Yes, we bing. I think just constantly throughout the day.
Okay. Yeah, we can't do this. We can't do this in England, can we?
Well, Stickman helps out too. He sends me some codes every now and again.
Cool.
Well, maybe we can play for the Stickman one of these days.
Yeah, Stickman can earn back some of his points.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Stickman.
Happy birthday, Stickman.
All right. On that note, we're taking the show break. When we come back, we'll hit the community mailbag.
Jimmy just left the mall. They had no games at all. He stopped by to play Daytona USA. The arcade closed its doors back in 2004. In just a few years, the coin ops disappeared. He was gonna own an arcade. Gonna rent a space. He was gonna get some neon to illuminate the place. But now it seems to be Xbox and PS3. He liked the simpler time of joysticks, tokens, offline with his Pac-Man Defender. The smiley face adventure with Sub-Zero and Chun-Li and playing golf with Golden Team with Cresta Reactor and serving beer and Tapper. Of Tron down at the pizza place. He bought a couple more from the old convenience store, took them off their hands, and then he hatched a plan. All these modern games, while they're still fun, future generations should know where they came from. A place where they can see Smash TV, a place where they can play Zaxxon, Frontline,
plus there's Burger Time and
Pac-Man and Crossbow and Sega's Congo Bongo. There was Goro and Cammy and Blastin' Bugs and Centipede, from Cubert to Mappy.
The Wizard needs Boom Daddy.
It gives him peace of mind. The arcade, arcade, arcade gaming shrine.
We're back from the break. Time to talk community mailbag. This week's question, which, you know, hey, I was just searching for something to talk about. Eliminate a game mode. Any game mode, future games, get rid of it. You don't want it. You're tired of seeing it. Do away with it. Mike, what game mode would you get rid of?
It's a toughie.
Yeah?
It's a toughie. Could I do it apart from one game?
Maybe.
I don't know if that would work.
I mean, you know, it is a hypothetical. So you're going to get rid of it for every other game except for this one.
So I'm thinking Horde mode, except for Gears. Right. But, I don't know, you know, Left 4 Dead is kind of Horde mode. I suppose it's not. No, it's not.
Battlefield's got a shit-hot Horde mode.
Which I bought with my own Microsoft points because you two said you would play with me and you never did. So thanks. Interesting. Look, I Search and Destroy. Never played. Never logged it. Hard to. Bollocks. Hospital. Go away.
Okay. Getting controversial. Rich, what game mode would you do away with?
I can't believe you do that. I'll get rid of fucking Horde mode after you said that.
Whatever. Deal with it.
This sounds like Game of the Year all over again.
But I like Warzone in Gears, which is basically Search and Destroy. It's just I never really play it, and the people I play Call of Duty with don't play it either, so. More of a headquarters guy.
More of a headquarters guy, okay.
I'd probably get rid of,
Headquarters?
Nah, I like Headquarters is brilliant with game. It is. Game for the old.
Because you move. You constantly move all the time.
Yeah.
So you don't, there's not as much camping in it. You earn some good XP, and oh yeah, it's a good game, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go away from Call of Duty. I'm going to get rid of King of the Hill.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. That's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like King of the Hill.
Okay.
That's a great show. What are you talking about?
Chris, what about you? What TV show would you get rid of? I mean, game mode would you get rid
of? Well played. Looking at the versus multiplayer modes, I would get rid of any multiplayer mode where whether you win or lose depends solely on the body count. So I would make all the multiplayer modes have some type of objective.
Holy shit. So team deathmatch.
Okay. Wow. Team deathmatch done.
No team deathmatch, no slayer, no team slayer.
I don't think that would fly very well.
I know. No. I know. And everybody who's listening right now is saying, well, that's because you're a noob and you suck. And you're right. I am a noob and I do suck. And that's why I want to get rid of those things.
Fuck that dude, man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I think I would get rid of any kind of King of the Hill is kind of like this, but not quite. But free-for-all deathmatch. I hate those matches.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just every man for himself and just kill. It's like you're shooting somebody and then suddenly you're getting shot in the back.
I do prefer the team deathmatch. I don't play free-for-all very often.
I like to know that the person I start off with to the side of me isn't going to start lighting me up.
People love those as well, you know. People love...
I know, but fuck them. I don't want it. It's done. It's over. All right. Enough about what we think. Mr. Matthew, I know we had some responses on Gate.
We did. And they were some good responses. Very well thought out.
Far better than ours.
Yeah. You know, the people clearly put some thought into it and took their time, wanted to make sure that they gave us accurate feedback because they know that industry professionals are listening to the show, and this is actually shaping the future of the industry. In no way am I stalling for time while I bring the response.
I was just going to say, this is clearly not a stall tactic.
Was doing a good job, though, for a minute. All right, here we go. Nickinitrous 15 says, the only thing I want is more split screen co-op and less system link or online only co-op. The only time I play co-op is with the wife, and we can't afford to buy another Xbox and TV just to play games together. Luckily, our favorite co-op game is split screen, Gears of War, Happy Face. Shinyverse would get rid of Spartan Ops and bring back Firefight Arcade.
Oh, good call.
Firefight Arcade was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Denver J does not like tutorials. He would get rid of tutorials, specifically any tutorial where you can't play any aspect of the game until you finish every single stupid training mission. And then he goes
Agreed.
On. Then he goes on to tell us all about it. Steve-O agrees. Spartan Ops are pants. He wants Firefight back. He would also get rid of Capture the Flag.
I will say one thing in Spartan Ops defense: the intro videos for all the episodes have been really good. I've been enjoying
those. Still haven't watched those.
Okay.
I don't care about playing the actual Spartanops, but watching those videos, it's like another whole game.
Okay. Yeah, he would do away with Capture the Flag, which he says it's an old school mode that has run its course and better modes have come around to replace it. And that was it. Pretty light on the responses this week. Although we did get one from the Facebooks. So thanks to the Stickman for pushing the question from the forum out to the Facebooks. Stickman, although he's kind of quiet and in the background, he's also quite an ambassador for the community.
He's a pusher.
He is a pusher. And
it's always the quiet ones. I'm gonna watch for those guys.
I'm going to pronounce your name wrong, so I'm sorry. Bill Ciari. I'm assuming that it's Ciari. C-I-A-R-I. He says, less versus multiplayer. It's become unoriginal and stale. So he'd rather see more co-op. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was that. I think maybe we got some Twitters, and I can't help you there.
I believe Rich could help us there, though, with the Twitters.
Off subject completely. I've just got to put this one out there. 6 days ago.
I think there's quite a few Twitters, I think, that are going to be off subject.
Yeah, because there's not many to do with the actual question. We put up to Stu, Veteran Gamers, there was an article went up to do with all different memories to do with PS3, key moments, and all of that lot. And I was reading through it, and it was brilliant because it was like top 10 moments, and right there in the mix was Mr. Chad Warden. So,
I saw that.
I sent the link to Veteran Gamers UK, and also put in OC_podcast. And guess what happened?
Well, didn't you throw in at Chad Warden?
No, I put hashtag Chad Warden on what I was sending to Veteran Gamers. And then from completely out of the blue, we had Chad Warden at Real Chad Warden. Tweeted us and said, appreciate that love. Now, I thought, okay, this could be a fake account. So then I basically went onto his account and started looking through his tweet. And he was talking about the bitches and the caddies and the $600. So fake account or not, I love that. I thought that was great.
He's tweeted at the Veteran Gamers before,
yep.
And we think it's fake because Duke asked to interview him,
yep.
And he refused to do it, and he says, like, well, you know, just talk about it, and it just really sounded like he didn't want to talk, like,
because
it wasn't him, so, a bit skeptic that it's him, but still, it's funny.
It's good. I liked it.
Is it more or less original than Chinny the Diva?
Yeah, Chinny the Diva is trying to pit us up against the Veteran Gamers.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
I have no idea what these tweets are, by the way.
It's best you don't.
Yeah.
It's best you don't.
You need to get looking into that. We need to source who Chinny the Diva... Chinny the Diva, can you write us an email? And you don't have to blow the gaff or anything. Just give us some clues.
If they've written an email, then we know.
It's a good point.
That's
a good point, Mike.
Tweet us. Tweet at us. Keep your identity there.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, you thought of that. Maybe Chinny the Diva wouldn't have thought of that. Blew it all. Damn it! All right, continue on, Rich.
Okay, so
tweets.
We had loads of tweets going off while the Sony broadcast was going off. There was something about some bloke looking like the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's from Pete Red Dog. And also, we also had something about, there was loads of, was Sky Kai streaming that thing? Because I was having loads of trouble getting it to work. It was,
now, you know,
this is the shape of things to come. I'm very worried.
It was one of the funniest parts of it because here Sony is up there talking about how Gaikai and streaming is going to be the future, and yet their stream of the conference failed on multiple platforms.
That's funny.
And it was like, I switched off from, I had the IGN stream going, that was crapping out. Then I went to the Ustream feed, that was crapping out. Then I went to the PlayStation Lifestyle stream, and that crapped out. And then finally I just gave up and was like, you know what, it's just going to be crappy the whole
time.
Wasn't
it better on Xbox? I heard that, like, on the Xbox, the app.
No. The IGN app, that was where I was actually watching it. So I was originally going to try and record it off there, and then it started hanging up, and I was like, oh, this is going to be ugly. And then, of course, I found out it was going to be 2 hours long, and I only had an hour left on my recorder, so I was screwed. Yeah, not going to happen. Anyway, continue on, Rich. Continue on.
So we had Morkanics basically asked a very valid question regarding our news quiz about the points that were given away and whether they're universal or they were just US only. So rest assured, from what Greg's telling us, it is universal, so they will count for UK people.
Yep. The Bing codes aren't region locked. I've sent them to people in the UK and Canada, and they work.
Yep. Stu Leckie, who's just been a foster member of our quiz, actually put a request in when he hashtagged his Play Misty for me. He's just requesting just not to have Mike, for the God, love of God, not Mike. And he would have been right, wouldn't he?
Did we give him Mike too? I think we did.
Okay.
No, he won.
I know, yeah. Yeah, he got Chris, yeah. Good job.
Yeah. We had a Gamox 14, which is Graham. He's, I think he broke down in his car, and he actually decided to download Subway Surfers following the endorsement on the show. Hopefully he's enjoyed that. That was good. And then, yes, I don't know if we're going to mention this later on, but we've been drumming up some interest, and it's worth mentioning on the podcast, and we can mention it at the end as well. We're going to try and sort out a tournament for XCOM.
Yes.
Somebody started a thread up.
Metric Pizza, I believe, started that up.
He did, and it's got a little like we've started getting replies to it, but I don't think he's reading the thread, so I think we might have to start a new thread up. But it looks like we're going to be starting up a XCOM tournament.
Is that multiplayer then?
Yes.
Yeah, 1v1, so you'd have to set it up like
round. Is it good, this multiplayer? Is it challenging? Is it
I've heard it's better. Good, yeah.
Is it better than Halo Wars?
It's like it's kind of this. I mean, it's similar. It's a chess game. You've got your units, and you have to, you know, you each have your own loadout, so you're not kind of predetermined in terms of what you're gonna put onto the battlefield. You just are limited by a number of points. So you put together a squad of both human and aliens, and then you throw that down on the battlefield. They have their team, whatever they set up on, and then you just kill each other. It's perfect. It's bliss.
Bliss.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. I'm sure you'll like it, Mike. You need to get into XCOM. Definitely.
Very, very strategery.
Yeah. Moving on with the tweets. Pete Red Dog, he sent us an excellent tweet, just giving us a heads up about a shit game. Now,
was it Aliens Colonial Marines?
It wasn't Aliens Colonial Marines. You beat me to it there, Greg. He actually sent me a link to a game that's currently on sale for the PC. It's called Toilet Tycoon. So, yeah, if anybody's out there and they have a strange fascination with feces, then this game could be yours for £3.94. And basically, you're building up a toilet empire. And, so if anybody wants to try that shit game out there, it's called Toilet Tycoon. Worth trying. I sent a tweet to OC_podcast. Last night was the last episode of Black Mirror. I don't know if anybody watched it.
I'm going to get around to it eventually. Yeah.
Well, this is how cool Charlie Brooker is. He actually dropped in a Fez reference into his TV show, which was awesome. And it's a little bit of a subtle one as well. And to actually put an indie game reference so subtly into a program, I thought was brilliant. So well done, that man. And then Christopher Matthew asked, what game modes would you like to see for the next...
Eliminated.
Yeah, get rid of for the next generation. And nobody answered it. So thanks for that.
Bastards.
Yeah, I don't have very many followers. I guess I got to get myself out there and make a little more of a web presence.
You've been out there more.
Well,
I've seen you, Chris.
You are getting out there more, Chris. You're whoring yourself out on the Twitter. We like to see that.
I do like to whore myself whenever I get a chance.
I suppose we could have helped you out by actually retweeting.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right.
Yeah, you could have. You could have. So, you know, I don't expect much from you guys. It's all right.
Alright, we have an email. Mr. Chen.
Yo, yes, we have an email from Mark Wright, otherwise known as Mark Annex. Yes. And he says, evening chaps, just to answer your question from last week's email, the Diablo 3 quest passes I have are for either PC or Mac. I have two left now, one has gone. So, that answers that question. And I hope Chinny is back. Did he get rid of the fly in his lab? Yo, bitch. Laters, Mark. That's a Breaking Bad reference for those people that
apparently.
Don't know. Apparently. Yeah, Breaking Bad. Oh, yeah, it was great.
No, I have not. I have not. Fucking hell. I've got, there's so many damn shows to watch. It's insane. My wife actually gets on me all the time. What? Oh, hello. Hi, answer that email. It's all right. I'm just going to say, Mark, look, you know, your Diablo 3 guest passes are very nice and all, but, I mean, it's coming to the PlayStation 4, babe, you know? Just saying.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Diablo 3 coming to the PlayStation 4.
Oh. All right.
Megaton drop.
When did you get, is that like breaking news?
That's like PlayStation 4 event news, which apparently you did not listen to the Gamesmen properly because you would have heard it. Yeah, it was on there.
All right. Well, you just gave me credit for, never mind. You know what? Forget it. You're right, Greg. You're right. Of course you're right.
No, I'm not.
And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right. Spaceballs.
Sometimes I'm very wrong.
What's that from?
Spaceballs.
So I'm thinking next week's question of the week, and we're just going to do this on the fly here, you know, off the cuff.
Just jamming.
I've got favorite. Wait, Rich, go ahead.
No.
I
know. We put our questions, and then we'll let Chris and Mike decide which one's best.
Okay, all right. Favorite movie with a game reference?
That's cool. That's hard, because there's not a lot of those. How about favorite game with a movie reference? Or favorite movie reference in a game?
Or favorite game reference in a movie?
No. Rich, what's yours?
Rich.
Save
yeah, what's yours, Rich?
What game must you play before the end of this console generation?
Oh, none of them, because they all work on my PC. I'm sorry, what?
Shit.
Oh, snap.
Oh,
Chris
snap.
Chris Warden.
If I was Chad Warden, I'd be talking about PS Triple.
Games.
Trying to play some games. I'm not talking about Geometry.
All right, so what do you guys want to go with? This is awesome podcasting, by the way. Listeners love it.
You got some editing to do. That's all I'm saying. Let's go with option C. What's your favorite movie reference in a game?
The movie favorite reference, game reference. Reference one that Greg said I quite like. But I like both of them. They're both good.
I like the movie one.
Yeah.
Right, so that one. Favorite movie reference in a game, is that what we're...
Or game
we're
reference in a movie, who cares? Like one of those. Does it matter?
Either or.
It can't be that many.
So, yeah. All right. So it could be either or.
Yeah.
Favorite movie that has a game reference or favorite game that has movie reference... Boom.
Boosh.
Done. Should probably write this down. Which means we have a jingle to play.
Jingle.
Starsky's board. Let's do this.
Yes, the jingle tells us that it's time to talk about community happenings, and there are happenings to be happening. Monday night, of course, you can play Halo. These are all British times, 8 p.m. in the British time, Halo on Monday nights, 8 p.m. in the British time, Halo on Friday nights as well. Although it still says in red right here that there's no racing on Friday night. So if you put a racing game in your console on Friday night, it just won't work. But on Sunday, it will work. F1 Racing Championship starts at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. The Veteran Gamers Sunday at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time will be playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive, either on the Xbox or PC. Jenny can't remember.
Nope.
Forza 4 and F1 Hot Lap Challenges are ongoing. Check the boards. Minecraft is live. Just remember Monday and Tuesday, bring your A-game because the zombies are out or whatever. Genj Ninja is looking for a few good soldiers for the COD Black Ops 2 clan. And Greg is going to tell us all about the Halo 4 tournament.
We lost a lot.
Well,
and
quit doing
it. I know. I got to stop doing that. We lost like every match by 1 point or, you know, like 10 points, which is one kill basically.
So frustrating.
Yes, so frustrating, so close. We don't have the audio update. That was my bad. Look at that. It's fixed now. I'm just breaking the fourth wall, you know? But breaking news, Womble MK now 0.008 seconds ahead of Cardinal Jimenez on the Hot Lap Challenge.
There you go. Yeah. Comes down to inches, folks. Happy birthday this week to Rogue One, Ragged Dolly, Dallas Anzible, and Mr. Speedy himself, Womble in A3. Welcome to new members, Steel Pumpkin 75, Edgecase, and Rejon, and Inflamed Nick, who reminds you to check in on the forums every now and again. Victories achieved this week. Blue Brew finished Red Dead Redemption. Where you been, man?
Yeah.
Parsip Nose and Murphy's Law finished Colonial Marines because they hate themselves. And Marcanics finished Far Cry 3. And C-Fox 2-7 finished Halo Reach and Halo 4. So congratulations. Again, April 30th is the deadline for this round of entrants.
Don't forget, Parsnip finished Tornado Outbreak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part. Tornado Outbreak. Yes. Well done, Parsnip. Yeah.
That's a thing, well
there. Yeah, apparently. Right. We don't have a community spotlight because nobody wants to spotlight anything. Yeah, Parsnip is being lazy.
And no fact.
You know what?
He's been too busy mixing. That's what he's been doing this week.
I know. He's been mixing and he's been working. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been working. But I know he's fooling around with the mix. So you know what, Parsnip? I'm not buying it anymore. I'm not buying it for 1 second. You are just off doing fluffy, funny stuff.
Guess all who right. else is cool. in the mix as well?
Probably Robin.
Stuart Flower is in the mix.
Yeah,
Stuart
he did. Flower? He sent his
Stuart Flower.
Stuart Flower.
If you are angry about how Rich has mispronounced your name, email us about it at ocpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just want to have a brief outburst of rage, you can tweet it in 140 characters or less to @OC_podcast. If you really feel as though you're tired of your name being mispronounced, you can record it and send it to us via the voicemail line at 626-506-2763. And of course, if you don't like us mispronouncing your name, tell us all about it in the iTunes reviews. Just remember 5 stars before you get angry. And if you want to be represented in the news quiz by one of the four of us, probably me, tweet @OC Podcast play Misty. Hashtag all one word. OC Podcast play Misty for me. That's a very long hashtag, so you won't have very many characters left. So make sure you have a short name. Which brings us to shout outs. I'll go. I'm a shout out. I'm going to shout out Jenny and Mark Wright. They're our Facebook fans of the week. And I'm gonna shout out Primrose because he defeated DeLacy with his questions this evening. And I'm gonna shout out Gary Lever because he is the first person ever to retweet anything that I tweeted. I feel almost as though I'm actually on Twitter now that I've been retweeted. So thanks, Gary. Loving the new Gangeman show. Although I knew that Jeff couldn't stay away. Mike, go.
I was gonna mention Steve as well. I thought it very funny how what?
John Conger.
Yeah.
We're on about John.
Yeah. John Conger. Yeah. Jeff, John, whatever his name is now.
Jimmy Conger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Conger. All right.
Jimmy Conger. That's got a ring to
it. That is a good name, isn't it? There. I was so surprised. Well, I was I found it funny that Jimmy Conger said he was leaving the show because he wants to pursue being a father. By the way, Greg never used that as an excuse. And, he, you know, just saying.
I know.
And then, like, he missed one episode.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks later.
Bang. And he's on it. I think this will happen because Steve or Jimmy or Jeff isn't driving the car anymore, is he? So maybe he will be dropping in on those kind of important news shows. So, you know, I wasn't too... I was pretty sure that he could come back and come around to it again. Just not quite so soon, Jimmy Conger. but hey, it's good to hear his voice again. I'll also share Richard Primrose for doing a two out of two so far. He recommended Breaking Bad to me. And he's recommended Utopia to me, and I'm loving Utopia. Not as good as Breaking Bad, of course, because Breaking Bad is awesome, but it's very good. It's very strange, and very... I like to call it, not Utopia, I'll call it fucked up shit, because that's pretty much what happens.
Fucked up shit.
Yeah, it is. That's the show. And when somebody asks me what it's like, I'll just say fucked up. Why?
I should rename it.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks to you, Primrose, and then you've recommended the Shield, or whatever it is now. So I'm following you at the moment with my TV, kind of, you know.
Don't worry, I'll come across eventually.
I'm gonna set you right in a minute, Mike.
Not Game of Thrones, mate.
No.
Greg, I'll hand it over to you before
Primrose. Okay. Yeah. Well, I would like to shout out Mr. Primrose as well for stumping me with the news quiz. It was good, Rich. It was fun to participate. Don't do it again. And no, we'll definitely continue on. I think we've worked it out. I think it can work until we have a tie, and then we're really fucked. But beyond that, I would like to also shout out the real Defoe, because I hate you, you sneaky bastard.
You son of a bitch.
I just wanted the one win. Damn it. One win. That's okay. Mike.
Yo.
Justified. That's the TV show you need to watch next. Justified.
Justified. Because Jimmy Conger was talking about this House of Cards nonsense. I don't know what this is.
No. Justified.
Justified. Who's in Justified then? What's pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
I can't remember the guy's name now.
Timothy Oliphant is Oliphant. He's the main guy. He's the one who played...
Hitman.
The sheriff. He played Hitman and he played the sheriff in Deadwood.
And the bad guy in Die Hard, right?
Yes.
The bad guy in Die Hard, yeah.
He plays a U.S. Marshal in Justified. And he's not exactly the most professional.
He comes from a redneck family or something, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He comes from a redneck criminal family.
Yeah.
So it's quite good.
He gets the job done.
Oh, yeah. He gets the job done.
All right, Justified.
Justified.
Yeah, it fell flat on its arse in England. They only ran they ran one season of it, and then I enjoyed it. I watched a couple of them, and I thought it was alright.
It's because, you know, the English have issues with gun violence.
Not really. Hey, you watch Utopia and tell me we got fucking...
Let me tell you, Justified is a reason for gun control. You watch that show and you're like, yeah, they need some gun control down there.
The episode that I watched of Utopia really made me go... That's a bit, close.
The school.
It's the school, basically. That's a bit harsh. Fuck.
Yeah.
I could also recommend the following, but I don't want to throw too much on your plate at once. Okay. So, Justified. There's a few seasons back. You'll be able to watch it on Netflix or something.
All right.
All right. Rich, finish this out.
Yeah. I'm just going to shout out Danny Deutsch for his tweeting. The guy is a master of retweets. The stuff that he puts up on retweets is just amazing. From Russian submarines on the beach somewhere in the Black Sea to toilet humour and whatever. But there's a lot of artistic stuff there as well. Great bloke to follow on Twitter, Danny Dodge. Read some of his stuff. It's great. I'd also like to shout out Jay Schumacher, which is Mr. Shinyverse, and Fraser Moores, just purely for music conversation. That would also go out to Blue Baroo, Mr. Killer Cranky, for this week. done a bit of conversing. Jay, in particular, pointed me to Eve Online, the gaming place. They've got their own radio station.
Don't do it, man.
Don't go into Eve, mate.
No. I'm not interested.
You won't come out.
You'll get sucked in.
He pointed me towards their radio program. And
right. That's what Shiny's trying to do. He's just trying to lure you in. He's like, check out the radio program, and then suddenly, boom!
Fine.
You're going to be spending.
Why
20
have
hours
I lost £20,000?
No, it's very good. Very good. Enjoyed it. A couple of guys playing like different music and stuff, and chin wagging. So yeah, that was good. And I'd also like to shout out Kevin Knight, who was trying to organise a whip round for a new sleeping bag for me. That was very nice of him. No. And today on Facebook, he put up the most awesome, amazing video I've seen. And it is on Sky News, and it is a guy, I don't know if he's in South Africa or what, but he literally can go and play with lions. He works on the nature reserve.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. So that was my vacation video.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that just a normal day in South Africa?
Yeah, totally.
Look at these crazy lions. I call them like pets.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm going to shout out my last question from the quiz, which I never got to ask. So I'm going to shout it out and I'm going to ask it. And we'll see if anybody gets it. So, Gears of War, Judgment Day, topical. Talking about it earlier.
Gears of War Judgment, not Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Carry on.
All right, Judgment, sorry.
This quiz has already failed.
What is the new weapon unveiled for Gears of War Judgment? Is it?
Gavel.
Is it?
I already know this.
Is it the Borshka, the Soltec, or the Marxer?
Would you like me to spoil it, or you want to just leave it out there?
I'm going to go with the Soltec, because the other one sounds like sausage.
Do you know it, Greg?
It's sausage.
Yeah. I love sausage, yeah.
I'd love to see a sausage gun in the game. We need a sausage gun in the game.
Do you know, Greg? Do you know the answer for sure? Or
I'm highly confident, although I'm not quite sure about the pronunciation I just heard, but I believe, Rich, that would be the Mark. Marksev?
Marxer.
Marxer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the sniper rifle.
Excellent.
Well done. That mystery solved.
I think it's time for me to say bye-bye.
Adios. That's it. We're done.
See ya, folks.
When or not?
I don't even know what that was. Jealous.
It's quite concise and stuff as well. I like
quite smooth. It's quite smooth with the ladies.
You do well with him, Greg. You need to fuck off this OC.
Yeah. You and your God, your voice and his voice on the same show, like it's gonna be women are gonna be going through the roof.
No, there would be gamers passing out.
Yeah, that's what I'm in it for. Exactly. That's what I'm in it for. Chris just told me 5 minutes. He'll be
that's
on.
What I'm in it for. Why'd you get into podcasting? The chicks.
The chicks. Totally.
Right.
Everybody's like, they're really
I heard you, and I was like, oh, fuck. All right. And I said to Tara, well, basically, I just went, go away, bitch. No, I didn't. I said, oh, I've got to go on my laptop now. She went, why? I was like, I fucked up the podcast. She went, what? She went, listen to this. She went, why did you do that? I was like, yeah, I purposely did that.
I purposely did it.
Yeah, I totally meant that. So, but the weird thing with that was, right, I re-exported it, same thing, fine.
What did you do?
Nothing different. I did nothing different. It was really strange. It must have been just a dud export, which can happen, but it's so rare, especially with audio. Like, with video, it's rare. But with audio, what the fuck was that?
No clue.
Don't do that. Whatever that is, don't do it. Oh. How are you, Chris?
Chris. I'm all right. I'm hungry.
You're always hungry, right?
No.
The food, the topic of food always seems to pop up around you.
I do like to cook.
Yeah. I'd imagine if I ever met you, Chris, you'd probably feed me well. You'd look after me.
If you were ever to come to my house for dinner, I would feed you, yes. And it would be delicious.
It would be. I'm pretty confident that it would.
I suppose that's kind of a stupid thing. If you ever came to my house for dinner, I would feed you. Well, no shit.
Feed me well, I said. Feed me well.
You would be fed well.
I did some.
Provided you eat pork.
I don't mind pork. I'm not one of these pork snobs.
Yeah, if you don't eat pork, I can't help you.
I don't mind.
My girlfriend's mother doesn't like pork. Not a fan of pork.
Then she would not be eating at my house.
But maybe if she saw it. No, it's not working. Maybe if she saw it, maybe she would get persuaded.
Hey, everyone.
Damn. That was the gayest intro ever. So, no offense, gay people, but you got to admit that was gay, right? Gay people?
Hey, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Overseas Connection.
Let it happen naturally, Mike. Just let it happen naturally.
Hey. What you doing? What you doing?
All right. Let him start, boys. Come on. That's it. That's the soundtrack. All right.
You know what? And you fuckers get pissed off because it goes way late into the night. You know what? Not my fault. All right, here we go. Serious time.
Serious time.
Here we go. Best intro ever going to happen right now. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 208 of the Overseas Connection.
You're not
the official...
going to do that, are you, Greg?
No, you can fucking start that again.
Come on, it was going to be fun. No.
First of all, you said 208.
I know. I knew it. All right, here we go.
That's the way I say it. I'm British, which means it's right.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about
RPGs.
Too many,
some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So, check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.